Okay, as mentioned, two things in prayer. One was that Steve and Sam, Steve will be with us tomorrow, Lord willing. Sam hopes to be with us on Wednesday. So today, it's just the two of us. So there's two microphones and four chairs. So we're going to have a good time. We'll just move from chair to chair, each comment. But as mentioned, we also are taking up the subject of Christian disciplines or disciplines in our Christian life as those that are followers of Christ, those who are disciples of Christ. And we're going to look at the meaning of that. And for that, we're going to just turn it over to Mark to introduce the subject and get us going.
What I would like to do in this session is sort of give us a overview of what the week's study is going to be. And then just talk a little bit about what is it that we are really going to be about? What is it that's going to make a difference in our lives? And anything that we want to accomplish or achieve in life comes with work. And so the subject is the disciplines of the disciple. What are the things that need to be employed in your life, in my life, that we need to be practiced at, we need to be disciplined about in order to make this happen? And that's really what we want to look at this week. Before we go, I just wanted to read, or have someone read, a couple of verses out of Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 to 20.
Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen.
I want to use this as a backdrop to show something that was in the mind of the Lord Jesus in regards to his disciples. He was going away, and he says, I want you, his 11 disciples that were with him, I want you to have this particular vision about what you're going to be about. He says, I want you to go into all nations, and I want you to make disciples. You are my disciples, but I want you to go into all nations and make disciples. Now, that's an interesting statement, because in order to make a disciple, one has to be a disciple. You can't teach, and we're going to look at the definition of these terms, because definitions are so important. You can't teach something that you yourself have not practiced, you yourself are not aware of. And so he calls the disciples, and he gives them a mission that they were going to take and then make disciples and to teach all nations the things that the Lord had taught them. And so if we want to understand what a disciple is, and I, you know, looked it up in, you know, the dictionary, and it says one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines or the teachings of another. Another definition is a specific one of the 12 of the inner circle of Jesus' followers, according to the Gospels. And then this one, a convinced adherent, think of this, a convinced adherent of a school or of an individual. The word adherent means one who is committed to following. And so this is a very important picture for us to paint in our minds. Not only do we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, to know that we're going to heaven, to know that we have an eternal home in heaven, and we will never be punished or never have to face the consequences of our sin, all dealt with, But this now says, I am now linked to and I am tied to the Lord Jesus, and I am going to be committed to following him and his teachings. The New Testament dictionary by Vine also gives us some help in terms of understanding the disciple. It's a learner, someone who learns. It's one who follows someone else's teachings. You could think of this as way. John the Baptist had disciples, right? So there were those who followed John and were subject to John's teaching. Well, a disciple is someone who simply is following a teacher. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what the goal of that disciple is. So a disciple is not only a pupil, but an adherent, someone who is committed, someone who's following, someone who is devoted to the teacher and their leader. Jesus said, by this, you will be my disciples, when we commit ourselves to following him. The next word that we have in our title of our subject is discipline. So we talked about discipline of a disciple. So we have a disciple, someone who is a follower of Jesus Christ, someone who is committed to the teachings of Jesus Christ, someone who is devoted to Jesus Christ. But what is discipline? Discipline is the behavior or the process by which we train. Right? An athlete gets up in the morning, does his routines, he does his practice. There's discipline connected with participating in athletics. And so there's training. There's training that corrects. So if you're doing something wrong, it's corrected for adjustment. It's a molding process. Discipline takes molding. It perfects the mental faculties and moral character. So this idea of discipline, you know, when we talk about raising children, when your parents talked about raising you, they wanted to raise you in certain ways so that you would embrace certain values and that you would carry yourselves in a specific way when you're outside of the home. And so discipline is this art of developing moral character and shaping that character. It's the practice of repeatedly doing the things that are going to bring about that end. It's developing control. One of the areas that we all need help in is self-control, right? Discipline, self-discipline, self-control. Discipline helps us gain self-control. Discipline also is a orderly or prescribed conduct or a pattern of behavior. And then the last definition, it's a rule of or system of rules governing conduct or activity. So when we talk about disciplines of a disciple, what we're looking for and what we're hoping to do this week is give you five things that we all need to be disciplined in as disciples. So we give you the headline, we give you the top line, the discipline of the disciples. We're going to give you five things this week that is going to be critical if we're going to be serious about our following the Lord Jesus Christ and learning from him. But what's the purpose? Why? Why does it even matter? Someone quickly turned to Matthew chapter 10, verse 25, and this is why it matters. Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. There's a phrase in that verse that we want to capture. I want to keep that before us as we go through the whole exercise this week.